Yeah.
Like, what about like after like your process, like in dancing?
Uh-huh.
Well, like what you did, like after. Like
my life story, exactly. Very quickly,
no, no,
in 2 minutes. I trained in an institution where the techniques we did were very much Graham-based. Right. So we did Martha Graham technique, okay, which is a lot to do with contraction and release, and it's very, very muscular, but it uses weight and gravity. And I gradually started to understand, I think, that the contraction and release, for me, started to translate into breathing in and breathing out. I started to find that. And then when I stopped doing that work, I worked with a woman called Siobhan Davis. And she'd just been to America, and she'd started studying. She was also part of London Contemporary Dance Theatre, the company that I worked with. And she went to America and did a lot of body work, somatic work, so a lot of work of things like Alexander and something called Klein technique. I don't know if any of you have heard of that, but it's looking at the skeleton, the efficiency of the skeleton, rather than initiating from so much muscle power all the time, using the simplicity in the skeleton. Susan Klein.
Yeah.
She works sort of very anatomically. But what I found very interesting was the use of the floor. And I love, as you'll have guessed, I love being in the floor. But I'm interested in how when we're in the floor, you can get this sense of spill and weight through the body. And then what, for me, always feels a challenge is how to maintain that when you're standing. So how can you maintain that sense of pouring and emptying when you're on your feet rather than having the floor very close to you? Also, during that time, I worked with someone who'd done a lot of Feldenkrais, and I found that... Did people know, are familiar with the work of Moshe Feldenkrais? Maybe? Again, it's... the methods that I found very interesting are that he works a lot from your own body. So you quite often have your eyes closed, and you're given instructions, but you find the instructions yourself. So you translate what you hear into your body. So rather than watching the teacher and copying, you find your own method. And I started to understand that when I find my own method, I maintain, it becomes embodied much more clearly for me. And so when I teach, I try to find a way of doing that so that you're not copying me, but I'm trying to explain to you for you to find your way. And then hopefully that becomes clearer in your body. It embodies differently. I think, I hope. that's my aim anyway, is to try and find this way of working. What else? I mean, and then I've done many different processes, I suppose. I've worked in physical theatre and pure dance. Right now I'm very interested in improvisation. I love improvising, and I'm trying to find a way of drawing more of that into my class so it becomes freer and less structured and formulated. I've also spent time working with graduate students in a little company, directing a company and going on tour with them.
Are you still in Edge?
I used to, not anymore.
Not anymore,
no. But I spent some time doing that, so working with a group of students. Yeah. And actually what I was very interested in then was... because the idea was that it was a program they were following about performance, but we'd spend very little time examining what performance is. We'd spend a lot of time learning pieces and then going out on tour, and we'd never talk about what is this thing to invite people to look at you. Why do we do that? Why are we training to do that, and we never practice what this is? Or talk about it. And so I was very interested in that. And I did a project with Deborah Hay. Have people heard of Deborah Hay? She does, she doesn't still do it now, but there was a program she did where you work as a group together on a solo. So you commission a solo and you keep practicing the solo. And it's a practice. So you practice performing, even if you have no audience. You practice imagining an audience continuously. So, and so I found that really inspiring, and I wanted to try and develop this idea of how we practice performance. How, what is that, and how do we do more of that? So you can practice performance anywhere. I feel like I'm practicing now. I'm talking to you. I'm practicing how I perform, how I invite you to listen to me, how I invite you to see me. You can practice it on your own, you can practice it in the street. So it's to do with how you see things, how you view the world, I suppose.